Anzac Day on Sunday, and we can do more than just stand on our driveway this year.
Yes, we can get back to tradition and attend a dawn service. And for those who can't attend one, you can actually listen to the broadcast of the National Dawn Service from the Australian War Memorial in Canberra.
Right.
Right here on Triple M.
Yes.
But to find out where you might want to attend one, we're catching up with all the mayors this week across our great region. And here we are, Matt Burnett from Gladstone.
Hey,
how
buddy.
Are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Central Queensland. You sound fantastic.
Good.
Yeah,
hey,
good.
What shirt are you wearing this morning? The Bintan one again?
No, Bintan.
Okay.
That's just for concerts and special occasions, Banksy. He's not for his day job.
Okay.
Save that for the Airbeats concert and things. Yeah.
Good times.
Hey, so we wanted to run by you all of the services that are happening for Anzac Day this year, Matt.
Yeah, there's lots. So if you've got a second, I'll run through them. So obviously Gladstone is dawn service is 5:30 a.m. Also a main service at 10:30 a.m. Boyne Tanham dawn 5:30, main service at 9. Calliope is at 11. Mount Larkin will have two services, one at 5:15 and one at 10:30. Mm-hmm. Agnes Water dawn is at 6 and the main service is at 10:15. Rosedale is at 6 a.m. Miriamvale 6 a.m. Baroran 6 a.m. Turkey Beach at 5 a.m. Yabobo in the Boyne Valley at 10. And South End on Curtis Island is at 5:30 a.m. So that services right across the region.
Yeah, and it's at the usual places that it would be. If you need more information on locations, we can get online and have a look as well, get more detail.
Yeah, absolutely. You can contact your local RSL. I've shared it on my social media on Facebook as well, and it's easy there for people to find. I'll be doing the dawn service in Gladstone and then doing the main service in Agnes this year.
Great. Oh, nice work. And remember, when you're going into the RSL, take your hat off. I saw a young fella walk straight in there with his hat on backwards. And I'm like, and I even said, hey, mate, take your hat off. He's like, nah. And then they wouldn't let him in. You'll have to go outside.
We have the feeling, I'm sure, we're not the only ones, that this year will be a bigger turnout than in years past because, of course, it has been gaining momentum with more and more people attending dawn services. But, of course, last year we had to completely stop that and only commemorate on our driveways, Matt.
Yeah, and look, my street last year was, everyone was on the driveway, far left and right as I could see. There were people everywhere. So I think some people will still do that this year. So we might see bigger crowds. Well, we'll wait and see, I guess, but there goes the plane. So we might see more people following here, but this year, I'm sure a lot of people will be out and about, and especially the dawn service is always very popular. So.
Yeah, and the Anzac parades that happen to a little bit later
on
in the
day. So are you boarding a plane there or just watching?
No, I live under the flight path, so that was the Alliance plane to Brisbane.
the 818 to Brisbane.
Yes, it reminds me of the movie The Castle, and he is at home in his castle right now.
Farouk!
I live in Sun Valley, backing onto beautiful Tingley Park.
Obviously, yes.
So you heard it first. Matt Burnett is a plane spotter.
Excellent.
There we go.
Well, thank you for updating us on where we can attend a dawn service in the Gladstone region this morning.
Absolutely, no worries. Thank you.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.